my life.
Okay, that's for the digital recording.
Hold. As soon as you're ready, please press 5.
You are now about to start recording the share. When you are finished, please hang up.
Ladies, welcome to our very special Aneinu teleconference tonight. Tonight we are truly honored and privileged to have Rabbi Heshy Kleiman on the line, the author of Praying with Fire and many other books on tefillah, his Shema Halech Lefanav. He definitely does not need any introduction from me, so I'm definitely not even going to attempt it, but I really do appreciate that he's taking time that he doesn't have to be on the line with us tonight. And really what is on all our minds now is this coronavirus that we all know that the Eibishter brought. And yes, we all do have bitachon and amunah. We do believe that it's from the Eibishter, and Mitzvah Shem, the Eibishter will help us. But that being said, there's a lot of questions. People are having a hard time dealing with it. I don't even want to waste time on my introduction. But what's wonderful about this shir and different than other shirim is what Rabbi Kleiman specializes in is taking that intellectual emunah and bitachon that we do have and bringing it down to the pole, bringing it down to things that we can do, active things that we can do to really bring that emunah and bitachon into our lives, and specifically in the area of tefillah, so that when we talk to the Eibishter, we know what to say and how to say it. With that said, Rabbi Kleiman, thank you for joining, and I'm going to give you over the line now to take over. Thank you.
Thank you. Good evening. We're all sitting this evening in a very difficult predicament, to say the least. There are many gedolim that are speaking to us. What we're going to try to accomplish, Be'ez Hashem, this evening and in the subsequent evenings, is to try to tailor an approach to empower ourselves and not tefillahs, to be able to succeed in turning a time of din to a time of rachamim and yeshuos. But before we do that, I believe it's important to still and to calm the stormy seas. And just to give a brief introduction as to what is in front of us and the approach that we should take. Tonight I'm going to mention one aspect. There will be many questions that Be'ez Hashem hopefully will be able to address and to resolve in the near future. And I'll begin with the story of a young man who once approached Rabbi Yisrael Reisman in Yeshiva Torah Vadas to discuss with him issues of Emunah. Rabbi Reisman tells the young man that he's willing to discuss anything with him, except for two topics. There are two issues which Rabbi Reisman felt that he can't debate with the young man, because these two issues are so obvious to Rabbi Reisman that he doesn't even see the other side of the issue. And one of the issues that Rabbi Reisman mentioned to this young man is that there must be a purpose to our existence. If we accept that there is a creator, a Borei Olam, then there must be a purpose. And just as a person doesn't create anything unless there is a purpose, as a human being, we wouldn't put any effort in creating anything unless there's a purpose in doing it. For sure, certainly, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he created the world, and when he continues to create and give life to the world, HaMechadosh B'tuvoi B'chol Yoin Tomid, this is constant, Maisa Bereishis, HaKadosh Baruch Hu too creates it with a purpose. And it's true, although it's possible we can discuss what is the purpose, how does one go about fulfilling his purpose, but we have to know clearly that since there is a purpose in everything in life, whatever comes a person's way is purposeful. So although we may not understand this evening, what the purpose might be. We know for certain, we have clarity that there definitely is a purpose. Oftentimes we wonder, what can there be a purpose? What can the purpose be when there's so much pain, there's so much uncertainty, there's so much suffering, there's so much anxiety? How could anyone make anything positive? How can anyone grow in such a traumatic, difficult situation? How could someone comprehend the purpose to do anything positive with it as it's happening? But there is a purpose. By way of introduction, I want to be clear. We're not trying to suggest that we understand the purpose of everything that happens. Obviously, we cannot fathom HaKadosh Baruch Hu's internal reasons. We can't understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But we know certainly that what he's doing has a purpose, although we don't understand his motivation. But we can look at HaKadosh Baruch Hu's creation, and we can try to glean some clues to try to comprehend, at least at our level, the reason why things are happening, so we can take a meaningful message and grow from the experience that we all are having. So let's begin. As the coronavirus continues to spread across the world, there is a tremendous amount of anxiety, of trauma, and of suffering. Let's take the financial markets. They're riding like a roller coaster. The stock market has plunged further and faster than it did in the Great Depression of 1929. In fact, it recorded its quickest bear market ever. It fell more than 20% from its peak in just 15 trading days. That's twice as fast as the next quickest meltdown, and that was in 1929. It took 30 trading days. Trillions of dollars in wealth have vanished suddenly. To break it down, to simplify it, $1 trillion is equal to $1 million 1,000 times. Imagine the amount of wealth that has vanished literally in days. Whereas 10 days ago, there was some legitimate uncertainty whether there would be a global recession. A mere 10 days later, there's no question in the minds of the experts that not only will there be a recession, there might even be a depression. Businesses, malls, tourism, air travel, cruises, gatherings, festivals are shutting down. Travel bans between countries and continents are being imposed. Conventions, sporting events are being canceled. Stores are being shuttered. Americans, along with the rest of the world, are retreating from virtually all aspects of public life. Schools have closed. Trains are running less frequently. Libraries are closed. In summary, the coronavirus continues to wreak havoc on a frightened world. The world has many, many questions. The World Health Organization themselves don't know what the coronavirus is all about. They say we are in uncharted territory. They tell us we have a disease for which we have no vaccine. There's no treatment. We don't fully understand the transmission of the virus. We don't fully comprehend the case mortality. Basically, humanity is completely lost and confounded. The greatest minds haven't a clue what this whole crisis is all about, where it's at, and what it's about to do. And as Jews, we too have many questions. In fact, today, the Vat Rasha Yeshiva Torah Mesorah issued a Kol Kore. I'll read to you briefly a part of what it says. The Kol Kore read, it said that our community has been hit doubly hard. The coronavirus is not merely a medical crisis nor a societal and fiscal disorder, but our ruchnius life has been trounced, has been shattered. Our shuls, yeshivas, and other schools are closing. The framework of our Torah society has been rendered unrecognizable. Our family simchas and societal contact are disrupted and severed. So as I mentioned earlier, everything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates has a purpose. In fact, it's a Gemara. The Gemara tells us in Masechta Shabbos, Daf Pei Zayin Amud Beis, Kol Ma Shebara HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ba'olamoy Lo Bara Dover Echad Levatola. Everything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates has a purpose. And the obvious question is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Kulei Tov. The Pasuk says, Vayara Lekim is Kol Asher Oso V'hinei Tov Ma'oi, the Eibishter said. What can be the Tov? What can be the purpose? What's the lesson for us to take from the coronavirus? So did the Gemara Masechta Brachos, or the Daf Nun Tes Amud Aleph. And the Gemara teaches the following. Lo Nivru Ra'omim Ela Lipshoit Akmumis Shebelev. Thunder was created only to straighten out the crookedness of the heart. And the Gemara says, it brings a pasuk ve'elokim osa shiyiru melefon of God made that men should fear him. Now we know scientifically thunder occurs when a flash of lightning heats up the air around it, making the air expand very rapidly or explosively. In fact, it is thought that the air around a lightning bolt heats up to 5 times hotter than the air on the sun's surface. Superficially, thunder does not appear to serve any purpose because it oftentimes rains even without thunder. And therefore, the Gemara concludes that the purpose of thunder is to instill fear in mankind, prompting us to reflect on our actions and on our ways and to try to better ourselves, to straighten the crookedness in our hearts. We need to straighten out our ways and to make sure that it's glatt, it's yashar, and that it's straight. But the conclusion from the Gemara is not just on thunder alone. The Mefarshim explain that it's the purpose of anything that appears to have no redeeming or positive purpose other than to confound us and to instill great fear in us. Anything like that is included in thunder. It's curious to me that the Gemara uses the metaphor of thunder to make its point. And I believe there are several explanations, Be'ezus Hashem, tonight. I would like to focus on one fundamental message from thunder. I think it's fair to say growing up, we all experienced great terror when we heard a sudden thunderclap in the middle of the night. When that happened, we ran searching for our parents to comfort us. And how did they relax us? They weren't able to stop the thunder. You think our parents went outside and when they came back and they said, fine, go back to your room. Shafala, I fixed it. It's gone. It's not going to thunder anymore. That's not what happened. You know how our parents provided our security? The way it's done today to our children and grandchildren, we are simply there with them. When the young ones know, when the children and the grandchildren can rest assured that we are with them. And if we tell them that everything will be fine after all, we are the ones that comfort you on a daily basis. We are the ones that give you what you need on a daily basis. After all, we are the ones that keep you secured. And you know that we love you to the end of the world. That message alone provides security for the young ones to know that they are safe and secure. If you take a look outside in the world that we currently live in, it's thundering. Boy, is it thundering. And you know what the forecast is? The forecast is for more thunder and much more thunder after that. So you know what we do? We do the same thing we did as little children many years ago. We do the same thing that we encourage our own children and grandchildren to do in today's day and age. If you hear thunder and you're afraid, and we have every right to be afraid and to be concerned and to take it seriously, and we should, You know what the solution is? The best solution is look for someone who loves you and make sure that they are there with you. And that's the same message. The message that we have to take from the thunder that's currently the coronavirus. We have to run to Avinu Shebashamayim because we know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us. We know that he cares for us. He knows he wants us to be secure and safe and sound. He wants us to be matzliach. Vayar Elokim es kol asher osa v'hinei tov ma'od. He wants us to enjoy this world. And he loves us to no end. And we need to run to him to feel that security and to know that he is with us. You know, daily the experts tell us what to do. The president and the governor and the mayor and the medical experts. We too have our expert. We have an expert to someone who went through his own similar crisis in the past. He's been there, he's done that, and Baruch Hashem, he gives us the Eitzah. I'm referring to none other than David HaMelech. David HaMelech was on the run from Saul. Saul was intent in murdering David HaMelech, and David HaMelech hid in the forest, and on the brink of death without food or drink, David HaMelech wrote in Tehillim, Kapitel Chav Gimel, Mizma leDavid Hashem Roi Lo Yechzor, a song of David HaMelech, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is my shepherd, I shall not want. Binoizdeh Sheyabitzeini, he causes me to lie down. In green pastures, Amei Menuchos, in Nahaleini, he leads me beside still waters. Nafshi Yeshayvev, he restores my soul, Yancheini, B'magle, Tzedek, L'man Shamai. He leads me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. And the next pasuk encapsulates what we are going through ourselves in this very moment. Gam ki eilech begeitz almoves, even as I walk in the valley of the shadow of death, Lo yira ro ki ato imodi, I will not fear the evil. Ki ato you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you are with me. You are with me to comfort me. Just like our parents were there in the middle of the night, in the dark, where we didn't know what to do, we didn't know what it meant, we didn't know what the future would hold in store. But we knew for sure, go to the ones that love us. Go to the ones that provide for us. Go to the ones that care for us. We were the children that went to the parent. We are the Bonim Atem Hashem Elokeichem. We have to go to Avinu Shebashamayim. David HaMelech describes how his trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu never falters. And how even as he walks through the valley of the shadow of death, which is literally what we are walking through, HaKadosh Baruch Hu shielded him from harm, and he vanquished the enemies and protected him. And don't think for a moment this parak was written by David HaMelech for himself, only in his day. No, this parak was written by Ruach HaKodesh. It's a timely testament to the rock-solid emunah that the Jewish people now have in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, knowing that he's always with us. He protects us, and he guides our path. Throughout the ages, in the times of both sorrow and joy, millions of Jews gathered strength. They got chizuk from these heartfelt words of David HaMelech. The words comforted them, it uplifted them, it gave them the courage to do what they have to. It strengthened their betochen in emun HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always there to help us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu ability is limitless. And it therefore follows that his love for us is unlimited. the Vad Rosh Yeshiva of Torah Mesorah ended the Kol Kira with the following message. Not surprisingly, they wrote, we are being called at this historic moment to turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to call out in tefillah from the very depths of our souls. We need to turn our hearts upward. Each of us needs to rouse our deepest feelings to know, to grow in our connection to tefillah. We need to recognize that we now beseech HaKadosh Baruch Hu for our very lives, for the nefesh of Klal Yisrael. And the Kol Kairiv wrote, we specifically call on to the women, the stalwarts of tefillah, pour out your hearts. Speak to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the lion, the Eivishta. You see, we are in the middle of a thunderstorm. But there's a tremendous difference between what we did with our parents and what we, the trust, can have in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Our parents were unable to stop the thunder. They only gave us the comfort. It was significant. It was meaningful. It made all the difference in the world. It helped us to be able to go forward with courage to gain our sleep. We woke up the next morning. The sun was shining. The day was bright. And we were able to move forward. When we run to Avinu Shebashamayim, it's not just the comfort and the security that Dovid HaMelech said that we should place our trust in the Eibishter. But if we beseech HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if we beg him with the feeling, and if we internalize HaKadosh Baruch Hu has the ability, don't forget, he is Avinu Shebashamayim, but he's Avinu Malkeinu. Zohar Rabbeinu Zalman Meltzer, the Eibishter is Avinu. He has the compassion and the love for us, and he's also Malkeinu. He has the ability to overcome any obstacle. Imagine if we found out that in the middle of our speech tonight, there's someone at your door who has the vaccine, the remedy. If somebody is there who can, at the moment, give us our Yeshua and our Refuah, wouldn't we too say a Mizmor? Wouldn't we too, both from our seats, run with joy, grab our children, call up our friends, our neighbors, yell out in the street, the vaccine is here, our Yeshua? We need to do the same. We need to emulate the hagosha, the feeling, the internalization, the understanding in the depths of our soul that David HaMelech had. He was the expert. David HaMelech was close to the Eibishter. He knew the solution. He knew the remedy. He knew where the vaccine was. The Rifei is not the one that heals us. The vaccine is not what heals us. It's the Eibishter that gives the koyach to the Rifei, to the doctor. It's the Eibishter that gives the people the ability of the choynei l'adam das to come up with the vaccine and to make it available. In a way, we can understand why David HaMelech said a mizmor in this time of great trial and tribulation, his starvation, his thirst, his hunger, his uncertainty, his running, not knowing where to turn, where Shaul HaMelech, whether he would be there, whether David HaMelech would be in danger. But David HaMelech, he understood, we too need to have that Hagosha. The goal of the series, Be'ezus Hashem, that we hope to launch, is to be able to give us the yichayelis, the ability, the strategies to empower that tremendous vehicle called tefillah, the koyach tefillah, to be able to utilize it, to maximize it. Just like we need tutorials to be able to tell us how to do the learning, distant learning, and all the other things that we need to now learn how to do, perhaps for the very first time, because we're living in a different world. We need to learn how to maximize this tremendous koyach hatfila that we have. There are many, many stories that I hope to share with you, Be'ezus Hashem, in the future days and evenings. That Be'ezus Hashem, I have no suffix, will help to give us chizuk, will help to elevate us, will help to bring us closer to Avinu Shebashamayim, and will give us the ability, as David HaMelech himself did on our behalf, to be able to say, Mizma, Klal Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that the Be'ezus Hashem, he gave us the koyach, the courage, the ability to proceed, the wisdom and the understanding to use the vehicle that we have literally at our fingertips and in our mouth, and to bring Yeshuas and the Chomos and the Fuos and the Geula B'Karev and the Heru Yomenu Amen. I hope in the future, Be'ezus Hashem, the details will be forthcoming, to be able to talk about the Koyach HaTfila, to go through the actual tefillas a couple of minutes a night, and wherever we have the ability to do so, to empower our tefillas to be able to bring us closer to the Eibishter, and to be able to fulfill the purpose that the Eibishter, whatever they had in mind with the coronavirus, to enable us to grow, to reach our greatness, and to bring Yeshuas and the Geula to Klal Yisrael, the Karev B'Yomeinu, Amen.
Amen. Can you represent a beautiful, thank you. Thank you very much for those different chizuk. So, should we discuss with the ladies that our plan, we hope to institute, where Rabbi Kleinman will come on, we'll send out announcements every day, depending on our schedule, a little bit longer, different points that Rabbi Kleinman will give us actual suggestions, improvement in our tefillah, and also we will try to open up the line to questions going forward. If you ladies have any specific questions that you'd like answered, you can email me, shandy@aneno.com, or call me at 917-575-8719. The speakers find it easier to speak when they know what we have on our minds, so feel free, I don't know who you are, so you can just share with me any questions that you have. And Rabbi Kleinman, I guess we'll be in touch and work out a plan for tomorrow, Mitzvah
Hashem. As Hashem, in this course that people are looking to grow, we should have Yeshuas.
Okay, thank you. Thank you very much. Have a good evening. We'll be in touch.
Thank you. Have a good evening.
Beautiful shoe.